Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Balkrishna Industries Limited Q2 and H1 FY24 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rajiv Poddar, Joint Managing Director from Balkrishna Industries Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Neeraj. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. Along with me, I have Mr. Bajaj, Senior President Commercial and CFO, Mr. Ravi Joshi, Deputy CFO, Mr. Sushil Mishra, Head Accounts, and SGA, our Investor Relations Advisor. Let me begin with performance updates. In Q2, we faced challenges on account of heat waves and recessionary fears in the export market. While the inventory-related challenges in the international markets have normalized, the confidence levels in distribution channels is moderate, leading to a gradual and slow improvement. India markets continue to perform relatively better. The volumes in Q2 were partly contributed by the inventory created in June 2023 but could not be shipped out due to the Biparjoy disruptions. Q2 also saw normalization of raw material cycle, which is evident in the improvement in our margins on a Q-on-Q basis. As guided in the previous call, we had estimated a CapEx spend of rupees 600 crore for financial year 2024. Out of this, routine maintenance CapEx was estimated to be at 250 crore-300 crore. Given the aspirations of growth and better control over quality, the company has decided to set up a new mold manufacturing plant at Bhuj. Rather than expanding the plant at Dombivli, we have decided to put a new capacity at Bhuj. This will be a standalone new project entailing a CapEx of 300 crore. This could get commercialized by the end of Q1 FY25. Accordingly, the CapEx spend should be approximately rupees 900 crore for the financial year 2024. On volumes front, we expect stable trajectory to continue and a better H2 of financial year 2024. However, given the first half of this year's related challenges and volume performances, we expect the financial year 2024 volumes to degrow marginally. With this, I now move on to operational highlights. For the quarter, our volumes stood at 70,585 metric tons. Our standalone revenue for the quarter stood at 2,247 crore. This includes realized loss on forex pertaining to a sale of 21 crore. For the first half of this year, financial year, 45% of sales came from Europe, 29% came from India, and 17% came from Americas. The balance came from the rest of the world. In terms of channel contribution, 71% was contributed from replacement, OEM contributed 27%, and the balance came from offtake. In terms of category, agriculture contributed to 58%, OTR and industrial construction contributed 39%, and the balance came from other segments. The standalone EBITDA for the quarter was at 548 crore with a margin of 24.4%. Other income for the quarter stood at 52 crore. Coming to the net forex items, for the quarter, we had a net forex gain of rupees 55 crore, which includes realized gain of 30 crore and unrealized gain of 25 crore. Profit after tax stood for the quarter was recorded at rupees 335 crore. our gross debt stood at 2,833 crore at the end of 30th September 23, of which about 75% is relating to working capital debt. Our cash and cash equivalents were at 2,283 crore. The board of directors have declared a second interim dividend of rupees 4 per share in addition to the first interim dividend of 4 per share paid in the last quarter. With this, I conclude my opening remarks and leave the floor open to Q&A.
Thank you very much. We now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants are requested to ask 2 questions at a time. For a follow-up questions, please rejoin the queue again. The first question is from the line of Umkesh from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, sir.
Mumkesh, sorry, you're not audible. Can you please speak to the handset?
Yeah, now clear?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity, sir. So in the first half, working capital has improved by 340 crore. What would have led the improvement, sir?
Normalization of inventories.
Got it. So, so basically the inventory holding, we have normalized it to normal levels and there will be no further correction from going ahead from here?
No, should be. This is the level we expect to maintain.
Got it. And so, realization has improved by 2% sequentially. Would it be a more mixed impact? And going ahead, how do you see the realization trends? And also, how do you see the increase of food prices impacting the RM basket going ahead, sir?
So the realization was basically on account of better hedge rate and also some product mix improvement. So that is there. But we expect the realization to be stable at around these levels. On the RM, the fuel cost, the oil prices are going up. So we are waiting and watching how it will move, but at the moment we are expecting it to be stable or minor increase in the coming quarters.
Got it. So just on what would be hedge rate, euro rate for the Q2, sir?
889 approximately.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Siddharth Behra from Nomura. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, first question is on the demand side. So you indicated that the year might be a marginal decline. It implies that second half we might see some growth. So now given the capacity of 350,000 which we have and...
Siddharth, sorry to interrupt you, but you're sounding very soft.
Okay. Yeah, is it better now?
Yes.
Yeah, so given that now we are likely to enter into a growth trajectory and with the capacity of 360,000 tons, do you think at some point you need to sort of start looking at a new brownfield, or you think that this is sufficient for the next couple of years?
So as we mentioned earlier as well, we will be doing over a period of time smaller brownfield expansion at Bhuj, and that will be taken up in due course. So that we will make the announcements when we have something more concrete. But it will be through brownfield projects and small batches at Bhuj.
Sir, what is generally the lead time before which you need to sort of start the brownfield depending on your visibility on the volumes?
So as because they are brownfield, we are expecting it to be between 15 to 18 months.
Okay. And second question is from the India business side. We have now seen nearly 2 years of very strong growth in the market. So can you share some thoughts about what is the market share? How are the volumes? How is the growth here coming very strong and the visibility you have going ahead?
Our market share in India market would be similar to our global market share, which is about 4 to 5%. So that is what is there. There is a huge opportunity in India with the government spends on construction, infra development, and of course agriculture also. You know, we are amongst the largest economies for agriculture. So a lot of scope over here, and that's where we are focusing. And you can see the numbers are, you know, contributing towards the growth of that. And every year we are getting good growth from India.
Sir, any color of about how much you can inch it up to, say, in the next couple of years, given the addressable market which you have, because you are more towards the higher tire segment. So any thoughts there? And will the India business profitability be similar compared to global businesses, or will it be different?
So on the profitability, it will be more or less similar to the global market. On the visibility front, as our vision is to be 10% market share globally, even for India, we hold and aspire to be a 10% market share in the first phase. That's what we are working towards, and that's our immediate target.
Okay, sir. Got it. Thanks. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Jinesh Gandhi from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Continuing on the India business, so the strong growth which we have seen, is that not leading to improved market share? And particularly considering that unlike the global market where competition is very different and far more fragmented than in India, the 4-5% market share in India looks quite low for us. What am I missing over here?
So that's our estimate, but we should be quite accurate on that. You know, I mean, we may be a percent off here or there, so it's not that we will be drastically out of the number that I've mentioned to you.
Okay, and the growth which we are seeing, strong growth which we are seeing, is that leading to market share gain, or the market also is growing quite strongly?
Market share gain is definitely part of it.
Okay, okay. So secondly, on the mold capex which we have announced, can you talk a bit more about it? Is it primarily replacement capex which we are doing for the mold capacities, or this is totally new for the new SKUs which we are adding? If you can throw more light on that.
So, it's basically for new molds and new growth aspirations that we have. So to keep that in line, we will be going new SKUs, as we mentioned, you know, solid tires, the bigger OTR tires, the tracks. So we'll be making all those SKUs. So we need the back end for that.
And with this kind of capex of 300 crore, can you give some sense on what kind of SKU addition that can happen, or what kind of revenue generation we can do from this kind of 300 crore kind of capex or more?
There will be no revenue, because this is a service that we are doing for our tire business in-house. So there's not going to be a sell and buy scenario. So there will be no revenue. It will give us better control over quality for our finished product, and also give us, you know, reduce our lead times to go to the market with any new product.
Okay, okay. Got it. But this is largely for the OTR segment, not for the agri segment?
No, everything, all segments. So agri, OTR, solids, everything can be done.
Got it. I'll come back into you. Thanks.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Garvit Goyal from Invest and Analytics. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes.
Good morning, sir. My first question is on Europe demand side. So how Europe demand for tires, both for agro as well as OTR, shaping up? Is the worst over, or headwinds are still there?
So the demand is, we believe the worst is over, but with the new geopolitical scenario, there is again doubt of uncertainty cast over the end users and distributors. So the way it would have responded, it will take a little longer because of the new scenario that we have been witnessing over the last 3 to 4 weeks.
So, and sir, you mentioned India is doing well. So how much are volumes in India grew this quarter, both Q1Q and Y1Y?
So as I mentioned, India contributed to about 29% of our sales.
Cool. And sir, you mentioned to the earlier participant regarding the brownfield project, like small brownfield projects we are looking for. But our total capacity is 350,000, and we did somewhere around 3 lakh in FY23. So, are you seeing any kind of risk going ahead because any kind of slower growth in India tire industry going forward?
No. No, not in the Indian tire industry, no.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Binay Singh from Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Just looking into the annual guidance we've given, which broadly implies 10-12% sequential growth in the second half, and then taking into account all the four segments that broadly we do on the export side, if I was to divide replacement, OEM, and then OTR, Agri, US, Europe, which are the pockets where you think growth will lead on growth, where when you see from the next 6-8 months, you are seeing the maximum demand traction, and which are the ones which are looking more weaker? So if you could comment on that as the first question.
So I can comment on that geographically. So export overall has got uncertainty going through, because of the geopolitical scenario. In the India front, we're seeing strong demand, so which should hold. So that's on the geography front. I think on the product mix, your categories of agri, OTR, wherever the demand is strong, it is not, this is not the end user demand which is moved. It is the confidence which is not there in the system. So overall, it is affecting all the segments on that basis. That's why, internationally, you are facing some uncertainties.
And sir, in the opening comment, we added that in June, we had shipped some units, so that got reflected in sales in this quarter. So then retail sales for the quarter would be slightly lower than the dispatches?
Yes, marginally lower.
And so just lastly, on the pricing side, we've seen commodity pressures again inch up. So in that light, how do you see the margins in the near term? Will they be sustained at these levels? And also in these markets, do you see OEMs will be able to pass on these hikes to the consumer?
So we believe the EBITDA margins would sustain. And, as we've always mentioned that we take, our endeavor is to maintain it between 26% to 28%, and we are working towards that.
Yeah, perfect. Thanks a lot for that.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Raghunandan NL from Nuvama Research. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity and providing comprehensive details and presentation on various marketing initiatives. Can you give some more color on your efforts as to how in the medium term you look at the achievement of 10% market share?
So basically, we have identified pockets where we have potential to grow, segments which we have potential to grow. So that's our geographies and segments. So that's what we are working on. As I had mentioned earlier in my call last quarter, we are looking at new products like solid tracks, etc., to be added to the product basket to help us get there as well. So it's a mix of everything that we will be doing to help us reach this market share.
Thank you, sir. And on the carbon black sales to third parties, broadly, what would be the revenue from that category, even if you can quantify in terms of percentage terms of revenue, that will be helpful?
6-7% of the top line would be coming from that revenue.
Got it, sir. And in terms of euro rates for FY24 and first half of 25, how are you looking at that?
So 24 full year, this 23-24 full year will be 89-90 approximately. And for next year, we have covered 25-30% only, which is around 93-94.
Thank you so much for that, sir. One last question. In the recent Volvo results, the global Volvo indicated that there is a weak outlook for the OEM segment for construction equipment in North America and Europe. Compared to the weak underlying industry demand, Balkrishna always does better in terms of market share gains. So just any color you can share on how you're looking at the industry and how the market share gains are happening?
So we are also seeing similar trends.
Got it, sir. Thank you. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Pramod from InCred Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. So the first question is with regard to India. I think there is a disparity in terms of your market share by region. So what will be that and how you plan to cover up that market share gap in the other regions? Because if I understand, the developed markets like Punjab, Haryana and all, your products are well accepted and you have a superior market share. But what is your plan for other markets and hence the medium-term volume projections for India?
I think we have a good reach across pan-India, and it's not that we don't have a good market share in other regions. Everywhere we have a good market share and we are working to grow on that. So the foundations have been laid and the results should be coming in the next few years, which is why we are quite confident of our number that we are telling you.
And if I'm not wrong, you are number two in replacement market now in the tractor. Is that the fair
assumption? I don't have that details.
Okay. And the second question is with regard to the mold capex. So is it fair to understand you always procured molds internally, right?
Yeah, we already have our mold shop in Dombivli, and now we are expanding it. And instead of creating it in expansion in our existing plant, we've done it in Bhuj because that's where our current 60% of our production is. And going forward also, that will be where we'll be doing expansion. So you will have logistic benefits of placing it over there.
Considering you are setting up a new facility for molds, I understand it is with your growth ambition which you have in plan. Does it also mean your maintenance capex will drastically go up as compared to what you guided for 300 crore?
No.
Because you are setting up a new division for the industrial mold. Hence, wanted to just check on that.
No, it will be in line only. Even currently, the mold shop is already there. The capex is very negligible. So the maintenance capex is negligible. So it should be similar to that.
Okay, sure. Thanks.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Ankit Kanodia from Smart Sync Services. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you for taking my question. So, sir, on the point of market share in India, if we talk about, so if we do just back of the envelope calculation, we did about 137,000 metric ton total, and 28% of that comes to about 38,500. But when we look at the Indian market units, the volume numbers doesn't come in metric ton. While we share it in metric ton, but what is available online or outside is basically in million units. So would you be able to share more color on that as to how much metric ton leads to one unit on an average? That will help us to...
No. So we cannot share those details because we are making tires based from 2 kilos a unit to 6,500 kilos a unit. So it's very difficult to give numbers. We've always spoken in metric ton and we'll continue to do so. So units in our case will not be a true representation because of the weight differences.
Right. So my follow-up question to this is 4 to 5% sounds little too low for Indian market because are the competitors same which are there in the export market when we look at the Indian market? Do we have the same competitive intensity here? Do we have the same
competitors? We started India market only in the last 6 years, so which we have been growing and which will continue to grow. Our estimates are these are our volume share and this is where we stand, and we aspire to reach a 10% market share. That's what we are working towards.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Abhishek from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity.
sir, how much current inventory at the dealer level in export and domestic markets, sir? Hello?
Yes, sir. Hello. Can you hear us?
Yes, sir. Yes.
It's at normalized levels.
So it is at 2 months or 3 months, sir?
Between that 2 to 3 months range.
And as the there's an expectation for increase in RM basket, so in this case, can we see a higher inventory built up by dealers in coming days, and that's why dispatches may see positive momentum?
We don't. We are not very sure because of there is uncertainty in the market because of the new development on the geopolitical side. But we'll wait and watch. We are ready in case if it comes up, but we'll wait and watch. We are not very sure at this stage.
Okay, sir. And my last question on the competition side, as a few Indian players are being aggressive in export and increasing their capacity in the OSP segment. So how do you see competition from the Indian players in export market?
We have our vision, we have our mission, and we are working towards that. We are only 6% of the global market share and our intent is to reach 10%. We are focused on that. There is a huge market available for players to come and go. There is currently 94% market available, and going forward, this will become 90%. So they have focused on that, and we focus on our vision. That's our way of moving ahead for with our team.
Thanks, sir. That's all from my side.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Joseph George from IIFL Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. Couple of questions. One, when the RM market was coming off the last, two or three quarters, you had cut prices in order to pass on some benefit. Now that RM basket is starting to inch up again, are you likely to increase, or have you already increased prices, or are you likely to increase prices? Effectively, a reversal of what you did when the basket was coming off.
So there was a lag that time as well, and we are seeing a lag here. We've not taken any price increase, and we are not in this quarter looking to do any price increase, but we will wait and watch. Let's see if there's some sharp movement. We may go back to the drawing board and take a call, but at this stage, nothing is for the very short term.
Okay, understood. The second question was in relation to the advanced carbon black project. When is it likely to be commissioned? And I'm guessing the entire output is going to be for external sales, third-party sales, that is not for captive. Whenever it ramps up to 80-90% ideal production, how much can it add to revenue?
So as we had mentioned, it will be done in the second half of next financial year. We are continuing with that position. As of now, it is progressing well. It will be, yes, you are right, it will be 100% third-party sales. On the revenue front, it will contribute just one. So, revenue from that should be around 400 to 600 crores.
Understood. Thank you.
Consider that full capacity.
Understood. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Lokesh Manik from Alam Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good morning, Rajiv and team. Rajiv ji, my question was on the capex on the mold capacity. So if you could just throw some light on a few fronts. One is, do we expect the number of SKUs to go up from 3,200? What are you targeting there? Second is, what is the cost saving that you are expecting from this expansion? And the last one is, historically, how have you accounted for the mold expense? Is it through stores and spares, direct hit to raw material, or through maintenance capex? Just some clarity on that front.
So I'll go backward if that's okay to your question.
Yeah, sure. Yes.
So, we expense out as hello.
Yes.
So we capitalize the cost of it. The mold plant, your second question was, what is the cost saving that you get? I don't think we are looking at it as a cost saving mold, but a better better control over the quality of the mold, which will have an impact on the end finish of the tire. So that's what we are looking at.
Okay. And number of SKUs?
the number of SKUs will continue to grow up. This will only accelerate the speed of which is there. And also it is in line with our, you know, whenever the brownfield projects come up, they will need molds. So we will have to not look and wait for third party, but we can do it in-house.
But some number, 5,000, 6,000, you have in mind to increase the number of SKUs?
No, we don't have that in mind. It's generally we are adding close to 100 odd SKUs every year, which we will continue.
Understood. Would this increase the cost of mold? Because we were somewhere around 5-6 lakhs per mold. So any, do you see that happening on the cost front?
So it depends on the size of the mold. There's, you know, because as I mentioned earlier, we make tires for ATV and go-karts, which are about 2 kilos, and going up to the larger tires, which are 57 inch and weighing 6.5 tons. So very difficult to give you a cost of the molds.
Understood. That's it from my side, Rajiv. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. Next question is from the line of Chirag from Keynote Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Most of my questions are answered. I just want to have a couple of more. One, sir, I just wanted to know what contribution from carbon black does we have in this quarter?
Roughly 6 to 7%.
Secondly, sir, on Indian market, I just want to know what is our strategy. Is it like similar to pricing strategy of international markets, or it is like?
Yes, it's similar. It's similar to the international market.
Thank you, sir. That's it.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Meeta from Circlet Capital. Please go ahead.
I have one question, and this is on the APRs for tires. What are your thoughts on it?
I'm sorry to interrupt, your voice is not coming clear.
I have a question on the thoughts on APR on tires.
And so you're meeting from the tire?
EPR.
Hello? Hello?
We lost the line for the participant. We move to the next participant. Next question is from the line of Zubin from Ambit Investment Management. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon. Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, sir. Sir, I just wanted to know, after quarter one, we had guided that the realization for this year would be around 300 is what company was targeting. Now, looking at the last 3 months, would we still maintain those kind of numbers?
For remaining quarters, as we told earlier, that 23 to 25% we should maintain the EBITDA margin.
Right, sir. And sir, sorry, I joined a little late. If you could just again repeat the volume guidance for this for FY24, sir.
So we have not given volume guidance, but what I have said, I'll just read out the exact statement that I read. On volumes front, we expect stable trajectory to continue and a better H2 financial year 24. However, given the H1 FY24 related challenges and volume performance, we expect the whole financial year for this year volumes to grow marginally.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. That's it, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Meeta from Circlet Capital. Please go ahead.
Hope you can hear me now.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I want to get your thoughts on the extended producer responsibility, which is coming into force, and also reclaim rubber getting into the tires. Hello?
For reclaim rubber, whatever percentage is possible, we are already using it. And for others, we are working with our supply channels, channel partners, how we can do the better and on sustainable basis.
But the EPR law states that the amount of reclaimed rubber to be used is pretty high. And going ahead, wouldn't that be a challenge?
Yes, it will be a challenge because we have to maintain the quality. We can use only certain percentage, not above that.
How much is the percentage that you're using today?
We don't have that detail with us.
And how are you building your supply chain? Because building supply chain, you can only use commercial vehicles reclaim into the new tires, right?
Ma'am, this is a work in progress. We may not be able to share details of it online. So I request you to wait and watch once we have more concrete things to announce on this.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Disha Seth from Anvil Shares and Stock. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Sir, this might be a part of a repeat question. I just wanted to confirm on the same, since we can see a quarter on quarter also improvement on sales number. So can we expect from year on we can expect things to improve quarter on quarter and year by and watch this over? If you can.
Yeah, we are waiting and watching. We are hoping for that. We are ready on the volume front. We are and on the EBITDA front, as my colleague mentioned, we are estimating some improvements to come in, and this is what we have always mentioned in the last quarter call as well.
Okay. And sir, as our India volumes are growing, now it is around 30% of sales. So as it grows faster than Europe and US, so it may affect our margins, because we will not have that labor arbitrage which we have in export market. So if you can throw some light.
So firstly, this 30% is a base effect of the European market slowdown, because once that comes back, you know, those markets, those volumes will also come back. So that is why it may not give you a true reflection of this. As far as the realization is concerned, regardless of the effect of labor arbitrage or not, we are getting similar realizations from India and overseas. So we are not too bothered about where those markets are being, where the products are being sold, because for us, both the markets are giving us similar realization.
Okay. Great to know, sir. All the best, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, ma'am. Next question is from the line of Jinesh Gandhi from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
So quickly wanted to check on the capex part. We have already spent about 595 crores in first half. And we are guiding for 900 crores. So is the last part of project investment largely done, given balance is just about 300 crore for second half?
Yeah, most of the capex is done. We've already completed the cycles, and that's why this is reflecting in the numbers.
Okay. And secondly, in this quarter, if I look at the gross margins, they were broadly stable on QQ basis, and this is despite better Euro INR realization. Probably some savings on RM cost and better mix in form of higher OTR. So why margins are stable on QQ basis? Any sense on that?
I was referring to gross margins. Gross margins will remain stable, though. So because most of the items where the cost was getting impact was on freight and all, which comes below after gross margin.
Okay. But higher OTR and Euro INR would have some benefit on gross margin, right? Or that gets from margin. Got it. Okay, sir. Great. Thanks for all the best.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next follow-up question is from the line of Umkesh from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much. Sir, rest of the world is also declining for the last few quarters. What are the challenges in those market? And over medium term, how do you see the market share improving there?
So, actually, we've been mentioning that the overall international market is going through uncertainty and a lot of headwinds. So, we are fighting on those. And we are waiting to see how it progresses.
And how do you see the market share there, sir, in the rest of the world regions? Which markets do you see the large potential, sir?
No, all over there, you know, as we mentioned, it is in the CIS countries of Europe, the Americas put together, and also some parts of Asia.
Topic, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Abhishek from Dollar Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, how is the current situation in of export in CIS countries? Earlier it was impacted badly due to the Russia-Ukraine tussles. So can we expect the second half would be better in these geographies?
It's too early to comment because the geopolitical tensions in this region are not yet over. So we are waiting and watching. We have put our distribution network and all is in place. So we'll wait and watch. We come back with more clarity towards the next quarter.
And sir, how do you see the potential of Australian and Brazil market, especially in the terms of OTR segment in the coming days? What kind of the volumes are you projecting there?
I mean, we are working normally. For us, we are seeing some growth and we are waiting and, I mean, we are pushing in those regions as well.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
So we thank you. Thank everybody for taking time out and coming to our call. We'll see you in the end of Q3. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. On behalf of Balkrishna Industries Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.